All right, back now with North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum. And, Coach, congratulations. Spectacular season. And heading into the MIAA double tournament, how you feeling, Coach?
Last Friday after that game, feeling really good. And then it's been a long week of preparation. I think I'm excited for this new state tournament, but it certainly presents its challenges just in terms of now you're facing some teams that you know very little about. You know, we got Fairhaven coming up tomorrow, and just excited for hopefully the hard work to just be show up Friday night and to battle Fairhaven.
Going to talk about that in a minute, but let me ask you about the Hamilton-Wenham game, because I'm going to go back to Amesbury in a little while. But the Hamilton-Wenham game, you know, they were tied with you guys, four-way tie for first place. And you had a rather impressive score against them. What was the game like?
Honestly, offense executed early on, and defensively we got some critical stops. And it was nice early on in the first quarter and kind of the first half. The three phases of the game kind of played off each other. You know, the offense kind of got us going with a quick score. Special teams kept giving Hamilton Wenham some tough field position, and defense fed off that energy. So when you kind of have your three phases clicking like that for an extended period of time to start off a game, it just kind of fed the rest of the way, and it was a great way to start. The kids started fast, and it was awesome.
Ed, explain your offense to me, because it's been spectacular. You guys have some huge scores, and as I said, we'll get to the Amesbury game in a minute, but tell me about your offense.
We're just a spread offense, and we're fortunate to have some just different playmakers, you know, guys that step up each week, and different guys are stepping up and making some big plays, and the execution has been really, really good so far. And again, I think it's a credit to, you know, number one, some of the offensive coaches, and number two, just the kids and the way they practice. Certainly that focus on the little details and execution and starting fast. And, we've had a few big plays this year that, obviously, it's huge for a game, and it surprised me at times. But, again, just different kids are stepping up, and it's just awesome.
You know, brag a little bit more, without jinxing anything, I'm knocking on wood here, but brag a little bit more about your team and your coaches, because you guys have put together a spectacular season.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we kind of told this to the kids in preseason. I think as best we can as coaches and players, there's just been a lot of buy-in and trust between each other, and I think that's where it all starts. And it's a great group of kids, and they do week in and week out. We know they're giving us their best at practice, and they trust, and they trust what we're coaching them up to do. And then they're going out in the field, and they're working hard to just make sure they consistently execute it. So it obviously doesn't happen for no reason. I think it's been a lot of, you know, certainly long hours for coaches in terms of preparation. It's just been a lot of good energy, focused work at practice by the kids. And you like to see the kids learn that if they do things right and they focus on the process, that it can pay off. And I think each week that has kind of just grown stronger and stronger.
And even when you come up a little bit short, I mean, they got to realize, or they get that lesson that, okay, we just got outplayed today, and I pointed at Amesbury game, which again was an incredible game. You have to feel good about how, I don't know, as a teacher, man, if I got stuff across to the class that was brand new in math, I felt good that night. I could sleep that night. So it's got to feel good for the whole season for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, exactly, you know, that you always try to get kids, and sometimes it's going to be hard, but, you know, after that Amesbury game, you try to get them to, you know, understand the value of that loss, and don't, you know, let's not let it deter the season. Let's actually use it as kind of that moment where we look back on and be like, hey, like, this is the reason these things happen, and whatever small changes we had to make happened because of that game. And you don't look back on it as disappointment with the loss, but you look back on it as, hey, we needed that in that moment, and that's just hopefully what we'll continue to do.
Ed, you're younger by more than half than I am, and I'd never heard that phrase, the value of a loss, before. And so you just taught me something, and I appreciate that. That's a great learning point. But the other thing I want to mention about Amesbury and North Reading and Hamilton-Wenham and Newburyport and Pentucket is the strength of the KPAN League this year, all headed into the tournament tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I look at, Amesbury and Hamilton Wenham and those games, and, you know, I think they're certainly favorites in Division 7, and, you know, I look at Pentucket, they're a well-coached team, and same thing in kind of Division 5. I see them making some noise. So it's awesome when, you know, the majority of your league can kind of make some noise. Obviously, Newburyport probably has the toughest matchup just being in D4, but...
Well, I forgot Newburyport. Thanks for bringing that up. I forgot them. Sorry.
No. And it's just awesome when, you know, you can kind of battle each other and get each other rest, tested for the playoffs, and, you know, and then you just hope that, collectively we can make some noise. You know, I think, the Cal isn't necessarily the most respected football league, in the state. And I think it's an opportunity for us to say, hey, like, no, we've got some good teams up north here, and, we got some teams that can battle and go places. So.
Yeah.
That's obviously the mission, but we'll see what happens.
And almost everybody's having a home game, which is great. Where the heck is Fairhaven?
South Shore-ish. I think it's about like an hour and a half away, so toward maybe the Cape Rhode Island area.
Okay. And what have you learned from watching video on them?
Well-coached team, you know. The coach that came over from Falmouth. Now, Falmouth, he won a Super Bowl there, and... the kids clearly just bought into their system. They're a triple option team, and you know, certainly have some playmakers offensively, and you know, defensively they can cause some fits and fly around, make some plays. So it is they're a very good team. They had a great win their last game of the year against Old Rochester, who's ranked fifth in these power rankings. So they're a well coached team, and they're playing their best football at the right time, so we know we're going to be testing on Friday.
Let me ask you a final question, Coach, about teaching high school kids, because you know, you've met one goal, which is huge, and it's sort of like, okay, man, this is worthy of celebration on the one hand, but then on the other hand, it's just the beginning of where you really want to go. So how has focus been, and what do you do with the kids this week in terms of, you know, keeping the eye on the prize?
You know, and I think that's kind of the constant battle of a high school coach. You know, we kind of know how these teenage brains work in terms of, you know, sometimes looking ahead or sometimes, you know, looking in the past, and, you know, somehow that means something. And again, you just try to reiterate the point, you know, points of the kids that, you know, what you've done in the past doesn't mean anything right now. You know, I mean, it should give us as a team, a collective confidence. But I can promise you the team that's trying to come in here isn't going to make you, you know, just give it to you. You know, that you've got to earn it. And I think just delivering that constant message, and fortunately, you know, we've got some good leadership among the group of kids, and, you know, we've kind of had that focus, and we've tried to have that focus every single week in preparation for this. So it isn't a brand new mentality. It's the same mentality. Our focus is just this week. Our mm-hmm. focus is just this game. Doesn't matter what we did in the past. Doesn't matter what we think could happen going forward, you know, like our focus is on this Friday and getting prepared as best we can for it.
It's very exciting, Coach, and I know that North Reading is going to turn out to be a place of a lot of fun tomorrow night with a lot of people being there, so or on Friday night. I wish you well, Coach. Anything else you might want to mention?
No, just excited for these playoffs to get going and for all of us to experience kind of this first attempt at this statewide tournament, so I'm just excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Every coach I've talked to has opinions on it, as well we should. Hey, yeah. All right, Ed, I'll talk to you next week. Meanwhile, good luck.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Bye.
All right, that is Ed Blum, who is the football coach at Hamilton Wenham, at North Reading High School. North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.